This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:09. It's the morning news with Nancy and Jason, sponsored by the HL Bowman Plumbing, Heating, and Air, home of the Bowman who asks, "Can I be of service?" The HL Bowman. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Sorry, I almost got ahead of myself. Happy Wednesday. We like to call it the gateway to the weekend. We've got a Halloween weekend upon us. Do you guys celebrate Halloween as adults? Do you guys go out and do stuff? It's almost like we captured this holiday from the kids and said, yeah, we're going to do better. I mean, I like the trunk or treating. I think that's nice. I think it's a good way to do it. You don't have to have other people hide in their houses with their lights out.
I think it's funny, too, when you talk to people who do it. If you go, oh, thank you, you did a great job. They sometimes will break down to you and go, they said be ready for 2,000 children, and that was expensive. We didn't, like, because they don't know what, they don't want anyone running out. So you have to be prepared. And it's a bit of an investment.
It can be very expensive because chocolate is expensive.
Candy is expensive.
I've noticed the candy when it's on sale and it's like, you know, $5 a bag. What?
I asked Johnny this, and Johnny actually he undershot it. Usually he goes over. I saw it was 120 fun size pieces. So okay. 120. How much do you think it was?
Oh, I have to see the bag.
It was 120. Bad bag. What you're saying there, but it held 120.
$14.99. Oh, see, because it would have been at one time cheaper. It's crazy.
So you're talking 120. Treats, and as someone texted in, and you don't just give one unless you're a cheapskate.
Right.
So that would be 60 trick-or-treaters, which would, I guess, be a good night.
Sure. The funniest thing that I saw in the end of trick-or-treating with my kids, my daughter's 21 now, so it's been a while.
Like 2 years,
and,
three.
And the trunker, no, it's been longer. The trunk-or-treat thing didn't come until later for her. So the funny thing I'd see when I'd go out with her would be the people who put the candy out and they don't answer the door or anything. They just put it out and say, take one. It's like, that is the most like antisocial, but we still want to be kind to the children things.
I want to see if I can change your perspective on this, because I used to feel the same way. I'm like, these people are so lazy. They clearly have lights on. And then one person put a note out trick-or-treating with our kids. Can't give you candy. And I thought, oh, maybe they're out doing what we're doing. And they're just, we didn't think of doing
care.
That.
I never cared. I thought it was funny. I just thought it was like funny that people would be like, I still want to do this, but I'm not here right now.
When I was a kid, up until middle school, I thought, see a bowl, dump the bowl. But now I look at this and I'm like, what were we thinking? How obnoxious as a kid, how obnoxious are kids when they're left to their own devices? I would never do that today. And I'm telling my kids, take one. And then if it's good, I take one from me.
Yeah,
because there's no adult to judge me.
You're like looking around. Is there a camera? Anyway.
Kind of. Yeah, a little bit.
It looks like Friday. I'm telling you, Friday night isn't looking so great. Halloween evening. Now, I think a lot of towns have now adopted this trunk or treat thing.
Yeah.
For most of the day on Friday, we've got a high of 50. But on the evening, according to WNEP, we're looking at scattered rain showers, gusty winds, chilly temperatures, just in the 40s. The weekend, though, looking nice. Saturday and Sunday. Both days high around 50. So at least we'll see some sunshine. But the weekend looking better than Friday. By the way, clocks get turned back this Sunday. The daylight savings ends on Sunday.
Going to be so chipper come Monday morning with an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah.
We'll be coming in here doing backflips.
Here we are. 570-883-0098. All right. So we've also been asking this morning, tell us a great movie to watch at Halloween, a good scary movie, and outside of the big ones right. that we all know about. I mean, Halloween is just a classic because it's Halloween as well.
The Halloween,
Yeah, movie. the Halloween movie with Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, that one is just fantastic. But there are so many others that maybe kind of go under the radar that you would suggest. And we've been asking you to text us. And then in the 8 o'clock hour after 8:30, we're going to have Tyler Cornell, who does traffic. He's been busy with this problem on 81. He's going to come in because he's watched a whole heck of a lot of movies. I think he's taking this as a lot of pressure. He's putting a lot of thought into it. Some of the good, scary movies out there. I do want to mention, since it won't be a good 7 minutes till he's back on with us, there is an accident on 81. I guess there was some kind of fire involved as well. This was as you were approaching the Davis Street Music exit. And it's pretty much backed up beyond the Central Scranton Expressway, also known as Biden Expressway. So some tie-ups there right now. So that's pretty frightening as well. But we want to know your thoughts for good, scary movies that maybe people don't know about that they'd want to give a watch to. I like a good, scary movie that isn't gory. Well, don't like gory.
Question. I've been trying to get my kids into scary movies. My wife is really much the wall or the filter to stop me from anything. I made an argument saying
from anything.
Well, like I want to how about like Night of the Living Dead? It's a classic. It's in black and white.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's still scary. I'm like, well, it's not gory, though. And it's black and white.
It's not gory, but it's very scary.
Does black and white make it more accessible to people who might be frightened easy?
Mm.
Like Psycho. I think Psycho is a movie people sleep on because it's just like so like, oh, of course. But I think it's been so long. People sometimes forget to go back to that classic when it's got some really good scares.
Sure. I like Night of the Living Dead. Again, take into account what your kids, how much they get scared. As well. I mean, people, you should know what your children are traumatized by.
And how do you learn that? By slowly letting them watch stuff. So far, my kids aren't watching anything scary. I have no idea if they're going
to
react.
They're coming to get you, Barbara. They're coming to get you. It's such a great movie.
Poor Barbara.
Poor Barbara. Running for her life. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you what you think are good, scary movies. So we'll kind of compile those together until we get to talk a little bit later on with Tyler Cornell.
There are people, just something to consider. I've always been of the belief the Friday the 13th style movies are much easier for kids to take if you're going to show like 13, 14-year-olds, because you're not always in the woods. People are telling me, oh, show them. I think it was The Grudge or The Conjuring or some of these ones that take place in someone's house where kids live. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so. I feel like that you want to give them like, oh, my bedroom is where it's going to happen. I feel like that is too real for people and kids.
Right.
So
I'm looking at a list here from IMDb where you can find out all the movies that are ever made. And the list is overlooked, underrated horror films. And, people can post what they think are there. This one sounds pretty scary. Listed as called Wrong Turn. Friends hiking the Appalachian Trail are confronted by the Foundation, a community of people who have lived in the mountains for hundreds of years.
That's never a good thing in a movie.
Scary as hell.
Mountain people are fine, but not in a movie.
Mm. There's one called Bloody Hell. A man
is it British? Oh, bloody hell.
A man with a mysterious past flees the country to escape his own personal hell, only to arrive somewhere much, much worse.
Serves him right.
Oh, my gosh. The Clove Hitch Killer. I think I've heard of that one, see it. A Picture Perfect Family shattered when the work of a serial killer hits too close to home.
Hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
God, I just.
What? Girls with Balls. All right, this is a volleyball team, folks. Hang on to your hats. All right, after their van breaks down in the middle of nowhere, the women of a volleyball team must fight for their lives against a group of degenerate hunters.
Not just hunters, degenerate hunters.
What the? Yeah, I know.
That's not hunting. They're going to do really creepy things while they do it.
All of those sound horrible. There's a whole bunch more here. I don't want to take any away that maybe we're going to hear about.
There's something about horror film fans, like real horror film fans, that they want to impress you that they found something sometimes. I don't think Tyler's going to do that. He understands like a mainstream appeal, but some people are like, the girl with the bloody hook. You're like, what is that? Is it independent film made out of the Bronx? And it's like, how are we going to find it? It's not even available.
Right.
It's
like, no,
I want to make sure these are accessible, you know?
Yeah, something that people can see.
Who's picking the volleyball team?
Like, that's called Girls with Balls. I mean, come on.
That's a classic. I had a boss once who was really good at coming up with names like Girls with Balls. You're like, what's it about? He goes, I don't know. It's a great title. And I always made fun of them, but that's a good example. But they were like, that's a great title. What can we do?
Yeah. I don't like, though, those ones that are really creepy and gory and stuff, like Centipede and stuff. Like people, some of you are really disturbed, let me just say.
They're disturbing. But again, I go back to the, you know, if it's something like that, you're not going to be in a weird situation like that. That's okay for me. but a situation where they come up with a way to like walk to your car is even more frightening than it already is in the dark.
Like, there's so many scary things in the real world anymore.
And if you can make that on film seem even more terrifying, you've got people. That's why Jaws is so scary.
This one sounds interesting. Intruders. It's from 2015. Anna suffers from agoraphobia so crippling that when a trio of criminals break into her house, she cannot bring herself to flee. But what the intruders don't realize is that agoraphobia is not her only problem.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Bet she has a lot of debt.
She may be the killer.
Oh, the killer. That might be it, too. Like, guys, I have nothing. Don't take anything.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a whole bunch out there that I have never heard about before. And some of these are getting really high scores from others as well. So would love to hear your thoughts on some good scary ones.
Just curious. I don't know. I never like zombie movies. Sometimes it's a movie like I'll call it like an entry movie into a genre. I never liked zombie films. Then I saw a comedy called Shaun of the Dead.
Right.
And zombies are involved. And after I watched that, I thought, I think I get this genre. And then I kind of fell in love with those movies. So if you have any like gateway movies, like if you don't like this, you'll like, I like that stuff too, because it's a good way to get into that from that perspective. Sure.
Keep your thoughts on which movies, good scary movies, people should watch. And we're talking mostly ones maybe people hadn't heard about. 570-883-0098. You can give us a call. One of the stories we talked about, I think it was either last week or the week before in the news, was the fact that a murder trial had to, they had to stop the murder trial. They declared a mistrial because of somebody taking a picture or some pictures that were taken of jurors in the case.
Yeah.
And
that
made obviously some of the jurors uncomfortable. And the judge said, we can't, you know, continue with this because this has impacted this case. So they'll have to start all over again. There was a policy in Luzerne County. This happened in Luzerne County, and a policy for bringing in your electronic devices like cell phones and smartwatches. But that policy was only for people who would be in the courtroom, but it didn't include people who went to the courthouse for any other reason. There's many offices in the courthouse, and people may go there to file paperwork or to request things. I mean, there's just a lot of things that can be done. So starting this Friday, there is an updated policy. And under this one, only cell phones and smart watches will be permitted past security screening, and they must be powered off and secured in these yonder lockable pouches before entering the building. So basically, you put your stuff in there and you lock it. They have a key. And so you can have them, but you need to get the key. Like, you can't open them to use them.
And they can't open them either, because it's like you keep the pouch and there's a separate thing. Kind of like when they take the tag off, that the removable explosive device on your clothing. Stop shoplifting. So you have control over who gets in, out, and when.
All other electronic devices with recording or communication capabilities will be prohibited from going into the courthouse at all. That includes, like, you can't bring your laptop, your camera, you can't bring audio or video recorders, which is interesting because, you know, I'm curious how they do that with the media. They probably, I'm sure they have some different standard. Maybe they put them somewhere else. Any other devices which could transmit, record, or take pictures, they will not even be allowed. So just your cell phone and your smartwatches, and you put them in those pouches because they want to safeguard the integrity of the court process. And of course, you got to worry just about privacy of anyone there. People could take pictures. And it applies to the courthouse on River Street, Wilkes-Barre. Also will apply at the Brominski Building, which is across from the courthouse. And that's where family court proceedings are going on. So the only people exempt from this would be current judges. Now, Luzerne County employees also would be exempt, and federal, state, local, county, municipal law enforcement officers, attorneys, and trial support staff with a valid bar license, you know, Pennsylvania bar. Also, individuals with disabilities who require the device for communication or monitoring. Credentialed media will also be exempt, and emergency medical or other personnel. So
it's a shame it's gotten to this, because I think they may. I mean, these yonder patches, I'm a fan for what they do and they're effective, but it seems like you're really clamping down on something when you could have put up signs everywhere saying, if you take pictures in the courtroom, you will be arrested. Whatever that charge would be.
It still will happen, and you don't want it to happen. And then after the fact, have a case have to go all the way back to the start.
It's a shame it's come to this. I understand why it is. But
yeah, people don't pay attention. People don't follow rules. We know that. People go, oh, the rules don't apply to me. You know,
I wasn't going to share it. Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. I guess before the rule did not apply to those who visited the offices, you know, that like the records offices or non-court departments in the courthouse. So before that, people could go into those other places, bring them, and then I guess end up in the hallways taking pictures of jurors, which is wild as well. So now anyone going in, now the rules are for everybody.
Does anyone have a conscience anymore? Like, I was talking to someone about this recently, like when a social media blew up and got so popular and viral, pictures and videos were so important to people. I would take pictures sometimes of people and then I'd stop and go, what am I going to do with this? I don't want to share this. And I'd delete them. Mm-hmm. I still had that urge because I was told I should.
Right.
But who does this? Right. Like, who still thinks that's a good idea to take a picture of a stranger and do?
Okay. How many times? Let's just say this is not a question for you to answer, but it's just a point. How many times have you seen people post a picture of a stranger?
That's
and if they don't like their outfit, their hair, their weight, you know, their whatever jewelry they made, whatever it is, or they're at the grocery store and they're claiming, look at all the food, this food stamp person. People will take pictures of other people and shame them. Or how many times have you seen people take pictures of dangerous situations and instead of trying to intercede and help, they decide, I'll just take the picture or the video and put it online.
That's what I'm asking. So is there a conscience anymore for people?
People are just idiots. Like, let's be honest here. It's sad to say, but too many people have serious, like, you know what we always used to call it when you're in a group dynamic? It's the lowest common denominator. Think about it. Your kids hang together. The one who's going to have the least amount of conscience, the whole group can get sucked down to that level. Now we're in society where everybody is connected electronically, but completely distant, you know, with human beings on a one-to-one. There's the empathy is gone.
Yeah.
And people go, well, I saw someone else do it. Why shouldn't I?
I love
Dumb.
That. I love that one.
Dumb.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
These are the times that we're in, folks, when it's news when a president concedes that they cannot serve for more than two terms. This is so crazy. They have these 2028 hats that Donald Trump, you know, when he, the one time he sat down with Democrat leaders, the Senate and the House Democrat leaders, to talk about the shutdown. And they got nowhere because nothing really was discussed. Other than I think that was just a whole trolling thing to put the hats out there. And
I think it was.
And,
yeah.
You know, obviously nothing got done. But the president and his people, especially Steve Bannon, not so long ago, talking about how get used to it because he's running again. He's getting a third term and, you know, believing that this is some divine thing from God, which is the wildest stuff I've ever seen. But he did finally admit on Tuesday that he is not allowed to serve.
This is a first,
third,
right?
Term. I guess it doesn't mean that this is the final word because we know he changes his mind.
But is this like me saying, I finally admit I can't fly? Well, you knew I couldn't fly. We all knew he couldn't.
You know, it's like saying we all have to pay taxes or die. Like, okay. Hello. You know, that's just a known thing.
He was on an Air Force One. They keep asking him this. And he's kind of the other day, he was like, well, I mean, I could do this, but that's too cute. And he was like, yeah, almost like he knows it wouldn't be accepted by a lot of people.
Well, anyway, yesterday, before we get to his comment, at the same time, I guess, when he was being asked about this, Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, was pretty clear saying that it couldn't happen again, which made news. But then here the president was asked on Air Force One.
And he's referencing the Constitution.
And I would say that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. I'm a student. But we have a lot of great people.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So the obvious has been confirmed.
But buy the hats. Oh, they're collectors. I just wish he would come out and go.
Selling merchandise. That's what it is.
I wish he would come out and go, you know, you people fall for everything. I would go, got us.
Yeah.
Well, it got a lot of people worked up.
It's so funny when we have to, when it's news for someone to accept and and concede the obvious. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the thought that even you had people like Tommy Tuberville, senator from Alabama, Republican, suggesting the president might be able to go around the Constitution to serve a third term. He literally said that. Oh. The fact that we have people elected to positions of power who believe that the Constitution doesn't mean anything or can be subverted. It should. That would have been noteworthy and probably career ending decades ago. But we're in a whole other world now. So we just want you to be clear. The president has conceded a fact. I'm not allowed to run again.
I don't know why we're fighting against these people. Our country is built on people with dreams. Tommy Tuberville has a dream that we can go around.
He's not the only one, though. How many of them have literally tried to come up with but Obama can't do it because he had two consecutive terms. But we can do it if you don't have consecutive. I mean, they literally were doing backbends to come up with ways to prop him up again. Joe Stedeker, meteorologist at Storm Tracker 16, has a longer look at our forecast looking into Halloween and this weekend.
Hi, folks. Happy Wednesday. Another great day to be alive. Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. And Nancy, Jason, I miss you. I feel like we have like a pen pal relationship. We have it's like a communication, but not directly. I miss you guys. Let's do something today. Last dry day. How about we go to like Dave's Hot Chicken, the old Pier 1 building. Commerce Ave. I'll see you there at 2 o'clock today. Partly sunny to cloudy. 54 today. Overnight tonight, it starts raining after 8, 9 o'clock. Now, tomorrow, wind and rain all day. And, you know, if you have a genetic disposition like me towards not relaxing, it's a problem. I know. I'm hardwired that way. What do? Wind and rain all day. I know Nancy, she does her puzzles. Jason, he has a little bird house-making project, but I don't know. Get something indoor done. Maybe I'll rearrange my sock drawer and paint the basement. Who knows? Wind and rain and 55 on Thursday. Could be 1 to 2 inches of rain. We'll handle it. Don't worry about that. And then Halloween on the backside, still windy. Clouds, peeps of sun, and a passing shower. But much of Halloween will be dry, but only in the 40s to low 50s. That's it. The wind, oh my goodness, the weekend, partly sunny Saturday, passing shower, 53, and it looks dry, really, much of the weekend and even into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week with highs in the mid-50s. Nance, email me some things to do. I'll be up your house, I'll get them done and make it a good stretch.
Oh boy.
He's caulking my roof. He doesn't know it yet, but he's going to help me with some flashing, is that what it's called? I got some water issues. See you then, Joe.
Did you see the number of people being laid off on number of companies? Amazon laying off thousands of corporate workers. They are spending big on artificial intelligence. The Amazon Human Resources Executive Beth Galetti said they are going to cut about 14,000 corporate jobs. That's about 4% of their workforce. You know, they look at it as reducing bureaucracy, shifting resources.
I heard it is described as this. They go, we're just finding ways to eliminate employees who just do tasks. And I was like, isn't it all of us? Isn't that most employees?
Right.
But AI can do a lot.
Yeah. And look, a lot of people have commented recently about changes at Amazon anyway. Remember when you used to get things within a couple of days?
Maybe it was the people slowing it down.
Right. But there's been more and more layoffs. I've heard that those numbers can go up even higher than that. The other one, I saw where UPS has already cut 48,000 workers this year. It was one of those things that you hear about here and there. But 48,000 jobs cut in the year.
I forget what the number was, but they had previously said we're going to cut. And then this went well above that number, which surprised a lot of people.
Yes. They said in a regulatory filing, it's cut 34,000 operational positions and closed daily operations at 93 leased and owned buildings during the first 9 months of this year. It's a turnaround plan. They announced approximately 14,000 job cuts within management, and they are still looking to identify additional buildings to close. So in April, they announced they were looking at slashing 20,000 jobs. But as we said, that number more than doubled. Just really, really wild.
It's crazy, too. I don't know if you're referencing the Wall Street Journal article, because there was an article that had their headline was tens of thousands of jobs disappear as companies retrench with AI. But like, when I think of that immediately, I go, oh, well, the warehouse workers and robots, but it's white collar jobs.
Yeah.
These corporate people, because they're like, well, they kind of do management stuff that can be done by less people. So bye bye.
And that's what artificial intelligence is taking a lot of those jobs. And
I think it can do pretty much anything.
Target notified a state employment agency in Minnesota where they're based. They will lay off more than 800 workers in January as part of a broader restructuring. They announced last week they're cutting up to 1,800 corporate positions because they are trimming their global workforce. So we're seeing a number of companies that are getting rid of employees. Even before the job cuts, layoffs have been trending higher, according to data from Challenger Gray and Christmas. That's the name of the organization. Employers cut nearly 950,000 jobs this year through September, the largest number of layoffs since 2020, according to their most recent data. So we do know federal reports on the state of the labor market have been suspended due to the government shutdown. So the Fed makes its next interest decision today, but we don't have, you know, they're going to have to make their best guess about the hiring in September. But it's concerning because this is just the beginning, because artificial intelligence is able to take a lot of those, as you mentioned, white collar jobs. You're looking at a lot of these positions that would be in not just, you know, your everyday warehouse, which AI is going to take a lot of those jobs. Yeah. We're already seeing robotics and stuff do that. But we're talking about jobs where you may have had a lot of people in human resources or people in accounting or people in the legal services, and a lot of those, and medical, being taken up by artificial intelligence. And
one thing that happened during COVID, we all got comfortable doing things on camera instead of being face to face, where it used to be every once in a while you have a story where like a billionaire company owner fires a bunch of people over email or whatever. That was shocking. It's not shocking anymore. So why do you have to have high level managers in each location to do the dirty work sometimes? Mm-hmm. I know in radio, there's a guy I know, he's like, he runs like 8 stations, one's in Alaska, one's in Hawaii, one's in Pennsylvania, because sure, he can go there virtually, do his business and get out. Mm-hmm. And that's without AI. Even without AI, it's going to get crazier.
Mm-hmm. So people used to be, and things have certainly changed, you'd have, you know, one job, one specialty for your career. Even like the last 20 years or so, people have had to change their career a number of times. Now you may have to have people, you know, choose a whole new job because their jobs are being eliminated.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Do you like food news?
Food news? Oh my God!
Johnny L's very slow on the uptake on the
Johnny?
Food news. No?
Food news!
There he is.
I know you're going to love this one. It's National Oatmeal Day.
Keeps you regular.
Turkey Day. I know that's weird. Turkey National Day. All right. Let me let you know. Arby's, right down the road from us, folks. It has brought back its deep fried turkey sandwiches. Do you know about this, John?
No. No.
Why are you asking him? I know about this.
Well, it's
delicious.
Now I do.
Are you an Arby's eater, Jason? I didn't know that.
From time to time. I find their menu, like most fast food, to be overwhelming, so I don't go a lot. But it's a good sandwich.
Yeah. That good sounds good, I think.
It was great,
a deep fried turkey sandwich.
I'll be right back.
It is back for a limited time. And they have also introduced a new apple pie shake. I don't know. Is that a happy face, Johnny, or is that a shocked face?
Well, Johnny, weren't you just recently telling me that you love apple pie, but you hate having to find a fork?
That's right.
Perfect.
So the deep fried turkey gobbler sandwich back, and it comes with not just deep fried turkey, crispy onions, melted Swiss cheese, stuffing, cranberry spread, and mayo on a toasted sub roll. That sounds fabulous.
I remember thinking, this is not for me. And it was so much better than I ever would have imagined.
Well, they also have the apple pie shake. All right, let's move over. Chili's bringing back its popular skillet queso after strong customer demand. They confirmed the news this week in social media posts. The announcement followed weeks of online backlash after Chili's replaced the skillet beef queso and white skillet queso with a new Southwestern queso. So the other ones are coming back, folks, so you can be happy about that. And Dairy Queen is rolling out its holiday menu nationwide. They have new and returning seasonal treats. The Peppermint Bark Blizzard debuts as November's Blizzard of the Month. White milk chocolate pieces with peppermint candy cane bits in Dairy Queen's signature soft serve. Also in December, they'll have the frosted sugar cookie blizzard. Oh, that sounds good. And there's a holiday nog shake. That all sounds very delectable.
I love those Christmas lights at nog.
At Dairy Queen. Or did they just call it DQ now?
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.